This is Will's Band of the Week for January 10th, 2021. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Grant, live in studio.
Hey.
And Jeremiah from the, he's in a temporary Kenya bureau at the moment.
Yeah, hey everybody.
That is so cool. And there was a report that there were monkeys in the studio the other day.
Yeah, pretty much every day. Those little fuckers, yeah, they come in and move your stuff around and rifle through stuff. So
wow,
sorry, that was an explicit. I didn't give you a
yeah, we have to put that one. If that capital E has to go on the file now, right?
Yep. Exactly. So
this is
with my stuff.
This is great. So we haven't had, I don't know, Grant, when did we have you live in studio last?
I have no idea what I was talking about last time,
but I mean, were you on the podcast like early this year, or was it last year? I can't even remember now.
It might have been a year or more. I don't know.
So anyway, good to have you back. So we've got both Grant and Jeremiah have top 10 lists. This probably is going to be our last top 10 of 2020 episode, I think. But it'll be worth the wait.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's only, you know, we're just stylishly late with coming in at January 10th, right, with our top 10.
right. You know, I mean, I think it's more common that people do their lists too early. So, you know, this is like now we can really look back, and it actually is 2021 now. So we can...
These are very authoritative and, like, bolted down lists.
Right.
Absolutely, for sure, about...
Right, yeah, there isn't anything slipped the ranking. On, like, December 30th.
So, like, if people had, put out an album, somebody puts an album out at the end of December, but here we are recording on January 10th, I mean, they couldn't push through to your top 10s, right? So that's, in that way, it's, like, definitive.
Yep.
So...
Right, yeah, we were giving everyone the chance, right, to the last minute, even into the first week of January.
Right.
I would have considered it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess we'll just... start rocking. So
yeah.
Traditional order I've been going by is alphabetical. G comes before J, which means Grant goes first. Do you want to give any honorable mentions before we start with the top 10, Grant?
Yeah, I did have one honorable mention, I guess. Ace Mo from New York put out like two or three albums this year, and some collaboration albums too. So there wasn't a single project that made it onto my list, but any of them easily could have been on there. So shout out to Ace Mo.
Yeah. Definitely. I loved those this year. He's kind of one of my new favorites as well.
Cool.
Well, all right. Grant, let's get it going. What's number 10?
All right, number 10. We have an artist from, pretty sure, the Netherlands, calls himself Identified Patient. The album is called Nerve Deposit, and it's a sort of electronic beats type album. Yeah, it's the first track on the album. It's called Low Cust.
Thank you. invented is the best thing that ever happened. I'll call them.
Identified patient. So I did a search while we were listening to that.
Yeah.
All you get is the clinical definition.
I didn't even know there was a clinical definition.
Yeah, you don't immediately go to the artist.
Yeah, so, but what were you going to say?
Yeah, no.
That's my first pick. Yeah, I really got into one of his older EPs. And, yeah, I like the sound design and sort of clicky found sound, percussive sounds, like dropping a spoon in the kitchen type percussion.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. Yeah, kind of. This one's got a subtle, it creeps up as it goes, kind of.
Yeah, and the whole EP has sort of like a interesting arc to it. Yeah, elements come in and out of the songs.
Cool.
Yeah, that's, I really like that. That was fun. Yeah.
That's Identified Patient. Stuff. Grant's number 10. Jeremiah, what's number 10?
Well, let's see. Yeah, number 10. Well, first I wanted to ask, actually, now that we have Grant on the line, we have like the inside scoop, right? So
sure.
Grant, does Will just like wear a kilt around like on the weekends just to like show off his like Scottishness?
Usually.
He's like drinking whiskey and like hanging out watching sports and a kilt.
You're gonna get the inside scoop now.
He wears his judge's gown around the house. I don't know, usually like running shorts and coffee, but whiskey is common too.
Oh, that's so boring, Will. Come on, you pull the kilt out, buddy.
Yeah, it's early here. I'm wearing my Milwaukee Brewers spring training shirt that I slept in, so yeah.
Nice.
It's a good thing we don't have video today. Although, you know, I guess I'll stand up for my Brewers shirt.
Pretty disheveled.
Yeah, I'm a little disheveled. That's the most accurate thing he said.
It's like the typical attire these days, right? It's like we're
all like, yeah.
Like only have our t-shirts on. We don't even have pants on during our meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow, 2020 in music.
I should have asked you about honorable mentions, I guess. I didn't do that.
Yeah, gosh, there was so many. There was kind of too many. It was like, wow. I loved the last Tops album, Yeji's last album, you know, Proto Martyr, Soccer Mommy, Porridge Radio, what else? Sneaks from last year. What else was good? Mama, that band. I think that was maybe their first album, but I like that a lot. I like the Melina's album a lot. What else? Gosh. And not to let the chicken out of the bag, but none of those made the list. Those are all just honorable mentions. So
yeah. Competitive year.
So yeah, lots of good music actually. So that was a good year actually, for at least in that regard, you know. Other regards it wasn't our favorite, but yeah, so my number 10 when I picked was the last US Girls album. I think it's called Heavy Light, and I just really love, you know, Meg Remy's like artisanal taste and how she changes every time. And this one I didn't maybe like as much as the last album. Like, it didn't hit me as like, you know, I kind of like that, those kind of like disco tunes and stuff, and that was in the last one more, but this one was really, I thought, like, actually probably more kind of meaningful and meaty with the lyrics, and with, you know, it's in between the songs. The album talks about, has kind of interviews of young people and kind of talking about their traumas growing up, and you know, struggling being different than their family or being different from other kids, or just things that we all kind of maybe struggled with growing up. And that I definitely like recognize or associated with that with me, because I'm kind of the black sheep of my family, and so maybe that kind of helped kind of anchor this album, even though musically maybe it wasn't as quite as what I would normally gravitate towards as her last album. So anyway, let's play track four, Four American Dollars.
U.S. Girls, Heavy Light, that's Jeremiah's number 10. So, yeah, I listened to that a little bit. It seemed like a thick album, like full of like a lot to explore. And I didn't really get to the point of spending enough time with it to fully absorb it. But really, she's such an interesting artist. I took a road trip one time with Reese, and he was playing all kinds of stuff from like their early catalog and... doesn't she have like four albums? I think.
I think so, or even more, maybe.
Yeah.
It's quite, and some EPs and different stuff. Yeah, she's fairly prolific, and
yeah.
I've never seen her live, so that's what I'm really excited about that coming up, hopefully, when everyone just like busts loose, hopefully at some point.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, let's go to Grant's number 9.
Okay. My number 9 is a duo from Tel Aviv, and I don't know a ton about them other than they DJ and make electronic music. And this is an album released this year, but it's work from the past few years. Also the first track, the artist is TV Out, and the album is called The Lost Tracks. And the title of the track is Keep Them Busy.
it's TV out, we're kind of limited by playing only that much of the track, because I remember sampling through this before and really liking it, but we didn't really get into the more synthy melodic part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, there's a lot of sparse parts and a lot of minimal drum machine stuff, but yeah, the album goes a lot of different places also. And they have another album out. I was considering switching it to this album they have out on a label called Bank Records. They have an album called Insufficient Funds. Came out this year, and it's really good. So might have been better to pick a sample from that one, but I sort of like, I don't know, I'm trying something different this year with my list, and yeah, I guess that's what I'm going to say.
TV out, it's spelled TV and then a period or dot and then out. So makes it look, what, more techno that way or something?
Probably. Yeah, more EDM.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's Grant's number 9. Jeremiah, into the single digits for number 9.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. That was really fun. I got to check them out. They're from Tel Aviv, you said?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to get interested in more Middle Eastern music a little bit and trying to find stuff. So thank you. That's. Have you heard that band Tutard? Tutard?
I don't think so.
It's Tootard, but I think they're from Lebanon. But that Glitter Beat Records, they have some really cool international stuff. Kind of, they're kind of like Middle Eastern music, but like electronic mixed with like Middle Eastern kind of influences, which is kind of a fun
definitely
mix too. But
interested in exploring that
cool
style. Yeah,
totally. Thank you. So let's see, my number 9. Okay, I'm pulling a Nicholas here on everybody. Yeah. This is actually this album from 1981, but it was re-released this year, and I actually discovered it last year. So I'm just going to call it a 2020 release. It was re-released by Brian Eno, and it's this band, Edikanfo from Ghana, and they were kind of an up-and-coming band. They only released one album, and it took off, and then there was a coup d'etat in Ghana, and the country was kind of in a mess for a while, and they kind of fell off the radar, and then now getting picked back up by David Byrne and Brian Eno and people like that. So that's how I kind of fell into it this last year. So it's kind of like Afro funk. They talked about like how they wanted to be kind of like the psychedelic Africa band or something like that. So so anyway, I picked track 1. This album is called The Pace Setters. Track 1 is Inca Bomb.
Edikanfo with the album The Pace Setters, a reissue from 1981.
Hmm. Yeah, what? You have to have at least like pull in one African band, right? So now we got Israel, we got Netherlands, got Ghana, right? Yep. If that doesn't get, that could probably actually even make Craig and Barrett dance. So you think yeah. they might actually move their hips a little bit with that thing?
It could happen, I think, yeah. Man, yeah. We're...
Make him drink a couple cups of coffee beforehand. And then, yeah.
That's totally. We're going total worldwide. You guys are so much more diverse than, 10 indie rock bands from Brooklyn type thing that
guess,
some of us would pick. Yeah.
But if they got famous, they just moved to Brooklyn, so who knows?
Yeah, some of these bands would probably want to move to Brooklyn if they could. Yeah.
Right, exactly. They're just like moving from Ghana to Brooklyn. Like, then we would be famous. We could only make it to Brooklyn.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool, though, to have Brian Eno and David Byrne discover your album and reissue it? That'd be like pretty great, right?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
You'd be definitely. Thinking, thanks a lot.
Exactly. And just how much of a cut do they get, right?
Yeah. It's probably like Spotify. They get like 47 cents or something. For
right. They get like 0.0001 cent per stream. No, I bet they're probably better to them. So.
Oh, hopefully.
But yeah, so that's just a little bit of, a little bit something different. So.
Great. All right, Grant, what's number 8?
All right, number 8 is sort of the only indie rock appearance on this list. We've got Palberta member Nina Reiser, and her album is called Paths of Color. And yeah, there's a lot of different tracks I could have picked. I just picked a sort of easy, light-sounding one. And yeah, I feel like, Nina Reiser is sort of songwriting goals in some ways.
I think you probably introduced Nina Reiser to the podcast or the other way around, few years ago, maybe even before Palberta even existed. I think you might have talked
around the time they existed.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they've got a new album coming out, by the way.
Yeah. I think it's out, in a couple of days or something. Yeah.
Pretty soon. It's January release.
Yeah. Sounds
good. Yeah.
Yeah. So good so far.
Right. Okay. So Nina Reiser, what are we going to play?
We are playing the track Dancing in the Street.
Nina Reiser, always good when Nina Reiser makes Grant's list.
Yes.
Number 8.
Definitely.
And we'll all look forward to that Palberta album coming up. Something like Palberta 5000? Is that
what
it's called?
I think that's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah. Fun stuff. like, yeah.
Right? That sounds like a rocket ship or something.
Right, yeah.
it's like the hovering guitar that you can fly on or something.
Right.
It'd be fun.
All right, Jeremiah.
All right, so what are we doing? 8?
Number 8, yeah.
Eight. Oh my gosh. So let's see. Eight. We actually had these guys on the podcast, and I kind of, even though it's an EP, again, I'm pulling another Nicholas, and just calling it an album, and just, we're going to go with it, I guess. And, but yeah, the Couch Prints Tell You EP, I really liked a lot. And, yeah, just super interesting, young, smart people to talk to. And I think when they, you know, we have people on the podcast, it's like, it's, you don't, you not only like listen to the album, maybe more to kind of prepare, but it's also like, I often, the more I listen to stuff, if I resonate with it, it's like, it really, you know, kind of solidifies. And so, find myself coming back to it more. So yeah, they're just, I don't know, what do you call them? Like kind of indie dance, synth pop, they're a trio from they, you know, moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom from all over the world. I don't know if they actually all live there now still, but they were kind of all in different parts of the world and kind of sending music back and forth to each other. But, so yeah, I enjoyed this one. And I just picked track one of Drawing.
Couch Prints. Yeah, it was great talking to them. And I agree. You talk to people and they're so thoughtful and interesting people, and makes you really want to root for them. And it's fun when a band is at this stage, when they've got an EP or two out and you're looking forward to the album. Because they said they were working on the album, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. Coming out with them this year, so. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that song, I mean, it's like nothing complicated. It's super simple, but for some reason it makes me smile. And it's just kind of, this feels like, what would Nicholas say? He would say, that song makes me feel like I'm, what, floating on a huge pink flamingo in a yeah, pool filled with synth bliss bass or something, you know, like you're like with a drink in your hand on a Sunday morning or something, right? Like,
yeah, Nicholas always has a sunrise. He always has a daily life comparison, you know, or a place to put yourself in when listening to it. It's great.
Right, exactly. Like, this song is, I imagine listening to the song while I'm spelunking and Tasmania or something. You're like,
right.
Okay, whatever.
All right. Great. Grant, yes, we're up to
music. It's a good concept.
Yep. We're up to Grant's number 7 now.
Number 7. I kind of forgot what order I put things in, but this is at 7. I like it a lot, and it's an artist who released multiple things this year, from Chicago, Bo Wanzer. And this album was released on an Italian label. Yeah, it's kind of like noise techno or something. I guess that's the way to introduce it. Yeah, track is called Alarm Men. ¶¶
Bo Wanzer from Chicago.
Yeah.
On an Italian label.
That's correct.
So that's what you do when you, you know, the mainstream Chicago techno labels won't put you on.
I guess so, yeah.
You go over to Italy.
Mainstream Chicago techno labels. Yeah.
You told us about Bo Wanzer before, I think.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I've played it in the car and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I like the title of the track makes me think of how drum machines are digital clocks. And yeah, I don't know. Or like blaring a siren through a club PA system. Sounds fun. Nice.
Yeah. Busted and Bamboozled is the name of the album.
Yes. And the Grim Reaper. Name ever. The Grim Reaper is on the cover of the album.
All right. Great. That's number seven. Jeremiah. Number seven.
Oh my gosh, my electronic stuff is so mainstream. I'm blushing in embarrassment. I'm like hiding my head.
We've got a good balance here, I think, actually. You're balancing each other out.
I'm like, oh god, really? After that? And then I'm gonna go to Selvanesso. No, I actually really loved this album and I love them, and they're super kind of I don't know what you'd call them, what, folktronic or something, electronic pop or something, I don't know. I think they're actually married now. It's Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn, and they've gotten pretty big, but I still like, I like, you know, I liked, I think, maybe their last album a little bit more than this one, but this one I think is pretty strong as well. And this album was called Free Love, and I don't even know how many, I think they've got like four or five albums and several EPs out. And they actually did a tour right at the end of 2019. I saw them once live in London, but it was, I need a little more than just like a laptop to get super excited. I mean, her voice is amazing, but it's just like him on a laptop and some electronic stuff and then her singing. And like, I kind of enjoy to see more of kind of people playing instruments, even if they're electronic instruments on stage. But they actually toured toward the end of 2019 with a whole band, including like Meg Duffy and different people. And that, just watching that live show that they did, it was like, okay, that would be amazing. And so, yeah, I really like this album, Free Love. I picked track three, Ferris Wheel.
August in the heat, sweaty in the street, tilt-a-whirling, whirling, whirling. I can feel your eyes, find me in the crowd, think you like me now, la, la, la. I've been seeing you every day, on my block in your white tee. You're looking pretty fine to me, so why are you waiting? When I'm slamming in my dancing shoes, asphalt hot and my knees all bruised. It's a summer, got a lot to prove, can't wait to do it, can you? Now! Oh, I'm swaying from side to side, in the neon lights, singing in a wonder world, got vibes. You're divine for tonight, take me, take me, me, Ferris wheel.
Selvanesso, the album Free Love, is Jeremiah's number seven for 2020. They're from Durham, North Carolina.
Hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Some folk people, country folk. I have not been there.
So I've been to Chapel Hill, which is very close. There's a I think there are a lot of universities in that area, so they I think they call it the Research Triangle or something like that. It's Chapel Hill, Raleigh, and Durham. And I've been to Chapel Hill because I had a friend who went to school there. It seemed like a really cool college town. So, yeah, there you go. Little trivia.
Yeah, cool stuff.
All right, Grant, number six.
Number six, we have another Chicago drum machine person. It is the artist Hieroglyphic Being, a.k.a. Jamal Moss. And he put out a ton of albums this year that I'm still meaning to buy some more on Bandcamp. But yeah, this one I thought was particularly good, and it had an eye-grabbing title.
Yeah, this is the best album title probably of the year.
Maybe, yeah. It's called The Shittest Sounds You Don't Ever Want to Hear with Spiritual Name Titles to Prove How Deep I Am, Volume 1.
Yeah.
So this track is called Black Love on a Early Sunday Morning.
Hieroglyphic Being, that I started to research this guy while we were listening to that. Interesting guy.
Did you find anything out?
It was a Chicago drum machine guy, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, there's limited stuff on the Bandcamp that I found, but I always loved the Bandcamp tags.
Yeah.
Deep house, electronic house, abstract, acid, cubist, experimental house. Impressionist, jazzy, new jazz, techno, time travel, Chicago.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, I really loved that. That was super cool.
So that means if you go to Bandcamp and you want to, I'm just looking for time travel music.
Yeah,
you could it'll pull up that right.
Yeah.
No, that was really interesting.
Was like,
it was
like the Dr. No genre, right? You're like flying to space.
It was getting more interesting as it went on.
Yeah,
you know,
teleportation genre, maybe. Yeah, he he uses sort of cheap gear, like old Boss drum machines and Korg Gadget, which is like a cheap app for iPad or computer.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think the sounds are amazing. So
nice,
great.
Hey Grant, do you know? Have you ever listened to that band Sun Ara?
Sun Ra?
You know them?
Yeah, yeah, Sun Ra Orchestra.
Sun Ra from Africa, but Sun Ra. Like,
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything else about it.
Sonawa. Yeah, I'll try to send you it. But that reminded me a lot of that kind of, but then just really kind of abstract in different ways as well. But you might dig that.
All right.
I caught them once live, and it was really, I was the least interesting or cool person there, that's for sure. But it sounded like a D house.
Well,
this is like an old guy. What the hell, dude?
You were wearing your
ripped up sweater or something.
You were wearing your 38 special shirt, right, when you went to see him?
Exactly.
Yeah. You just quite didn't fit in too well.
38 special shirt. They're just like, what the hell? Yeah. But anyway, Son of Ra, check him out. And he had like really old, weird shit like that. Like you were saying, that's how I thought of it. Because it was like a lot of his gear was just like, what? Like that looks like an Atari
cheap bargain bin.
You know what is that thing?
Yeah. That's great.
Cool. All right.
All right. Very fun. All right. Jeremiah, number six.
Okay. So you have to forgive me for having some hip hop on the show, but I don't know. I don't listen to a ton of hip hop, but lately, I don't know. And they're pretty mainstream, but Run the Jewels has been like kind of on the playlist a lot this year. And, I think just also with all the Black Lives Matter stuff and they're just very progressive with their lyrics and I think after, like, I saw I don't know if you guys have seen that, you know, Killer Mike's press conference after George Floyd's death, because he's from Atlanta. And so the mayor of Atlanta and the Atlanta police chief asked him to come on and speak to kind of like ask people to kind of, okay, you can like protest, but let's not burn the city down kind of thing. And just that speech is amazing. Like that press conference is like, and he is so smart. Like if you like go on any like talk show he's been on or anything, you're just like incredibly brilliant person. And you know, very diverse background. His dad was a cop, you know, growing up as a young Black kid in Atlanta, went through a lot of hard times. And so anyway, that there's a lot of reasons I think I fell in love with this album, and I've liked the last few albums, but this one I really liked a lot. And they're good with, I was actually looking today, like, wow, they're trying to figure out how to still make money during coronavirus. So they actually have come out with a whole line of like craft brews now named after all their songs. Okay. And which could be seen as like selling out, right? And they even have their own brand of ganja or like marijuana.
Right, yeah.
And the tasting notes, it says sweet fruit cake taste with an herbal tea finish, named after their single Ooh La La. Craft brews. You can even buy activity books and coloring books for your children. So they're really catering to the whole family there. It's a plethora of fun for the whole, all the different age groups. So, so the track I picked, this is Run the Jewels 4. I'm sorry, I didn't even introduce who it was. So it's two kind of well-known rappers before, Killer Mike and LP. And they've come together. And on this track, they're also joined by Zach De La Roche from Rage Against the Machine. And so track 7, J-U-S-T.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor.
Slave.
Mastered academics, cause your grade said you were scholar.
Slave.
Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it? Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Been it time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time, on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dimes. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine. I done had
to have a talk with myself any time. Am I a hypocrite? Cause I know I did plenty crime. I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana, ooh, and your country getting ran by a casino owner, ooh. Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards. And I told you once before that you should kill your master. Now that's the line that's probably gonna get my ass up.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options. Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar. The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Run the Jewels. Yeah, great, great to find a spot for them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, hip hop in the house.
Need some more sub bass on the podcast.
Right. Yeah. We'll see if the compressed file still has the sub bass. Somebody will have to test it out with their subwoofer in their car. So, Grant, have you listened to Run the Jewels much?
Yeah, my friend who I sort of made hip hop with used to listen to Run the Jewels, but I don't really know any specific albums or songs from them, just sort of know their sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. That's RTJ4. Run the Jewels. Jeremiah's number 6. And now we're in the top half now.
Oh yeah, this one.
On the stretch. Yeah.
And now Grant's number 5 is a legendary band.
It's a band that used to be a legendary band and now it's just one semi-legendary guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So Grant's pulling the Nicholas too.
No, they had a new album.
The Eagles. No,
it's an album recorded this year, actually.
Yep.
Nice.
By Richard H. Kirk, who is recording under the name Cabaret Voltaire, his old band.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it sounds a lot like the Richard H. Kirk album from 2017, which I really liked. Yeah, kind of hard to describe the sound, actually. He's really doing his own thing, but think like visual art and like cut up collage video stuff. Yeah, the album is called Shadow of Fear, and I'm playing the track Microscopic Flesh Fragment.
Cabaret Voltaire. So just listening to that, you probably wouldn't realize that this is a band that started in 1973 from Sheffield, England.
Wow. Yeah, it's old as hell.
And
so cool.
And they actually played gigs with Joy Division.
Huh.
There's
nice.
A trivia item
oh my
for
God,
you.
Right?
Nice, yeah.
That's
So
I really like that.
There's so much, you know, depth to the whole catalog.
Yeah, I like any song that starts with an off-kilter drum loop. I'm into what you can do with, like, vocal samples as an instrument. Just using a lot of spoken words to make up the song.
Yeah.
But reverb too.
And yeah, gotta have that.
Synth resonance and stuff. Yeah, gotta have that, all that.
All right, great. Good to see some not really aging rockers, because I don't think rocker is really what Cabaret Voltaire is, but, you know.
It's a parallel to rocker.
It's an aging artist, which we use as a great compliment on this podcast.
Yeah.
All right, Jeremiah, number five.
Oh, my goodness. Number five. Wow. Here we go. This one is... I chose the artist Bullion. He actually put out two EPs this year. We Had a Good Time and Heaven Is Over. I don't know. How do you describe this? Kind of, I don't know. The 2020 was a kind of a shit year for a lot of people, but for me, it felt like extra difficult. So albums like this was really just like, it was kind of like a salve, you know, to like help you just kind of like bliss out on an afternoon on a hike or something. It's kind of like chill wave, a little bit danceable. It's like pretty laid back. I don't know. You can maybe, compare it to maybe, I don't know, would you like maybe a little bit of Tori Moore maybe, or like, I'm not thinking of other people to compare him with, but, anyway, he's from London, but he lives in Lisbon now. He's like a producer. What's his name? Justin something. And he doesn't, it's so funny, on one of the articles I found about him in The Guardian, they were like, the picture for him, there's like a picture of a bunch of like gold bars, like bullion bars. And it says, Bullion doesn't do promo shots, so here's a picture of some gold bars instead. Was it like in the article about him? But check it out. I picked track two, which is the title track, We Had a Good Time.
We Had a Good Time, that's Jeremiah's number five. And it's one of two artists on your list that I had not previously heard of. So Etta Konfo was the other one. So
nice. Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
See, I'm like trying to challenge.
Yep.
Challenging Will here.
We're pushing the envelope. Yep. Grant's doing the same, of course. Probably half of Grant's I had heard of before.
Yeah, Grant kicks our ass on that. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's the Grant's Underground version of the top top 10. Yeah.
Sure.
That's a good one. I think your description was pretty good there, Jeremiah. It's,
Yeah. Nice.
Fun stuff. Some fun percussion and like some cool little noise elements in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wash Grant, of sound. You might like actually some of his other stuff that's more kind of experimental. I picked a pretty kind of digestible one, you know?
Yeah,
like
but
mainstream
there's
digestible.
Yeah.
But some of it's like pretty abstract. And he works a lot with that guy, Westerman. What's his first name? Something Westerman, but which it can. He can be kind of mainstream on some of his songs, but then also get pretty,
yeah, the,
pretty experimental.
The sound design
as well.
Is pretty deep, I think. Sounds yeah. like.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Keep rolling.
Yeah, we're up to Grant's number four now.
All right, number four. An artist I think I found out about this year, or I started listening to this year. An American who lives in the Netherlands named Nick Klein. And he does sort of, I guess, we'll approach it like it's modular synth music. But yeah, a different strain of electronic than some of the other stuff I listen to, but rooted in techno experimentation. Yeah, the album came out on a Swedish label. It's called Actor Network Theory, and I chose the track Tail Eating.
Klein.
Yeah. He also calls himself like someone that like experiments with high volume. So it definitely helps to listen to the songs loud.
Wow, that would be intense.
Yeah, it really takes over your speaker system.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that whole track and it's 7.5 minutes long. Is it percussive like that for the whole thing? Does it
change?
Yeah,
mostly. There are some changes. The first track on the album is totally ambient, and it's like processed vocal loops. And then it goes into more like, yeah, percussive bass stuff and also some sort of like distorted horn synth sounding things.
Huh.
But yeah, I don't know. I think maybe if there's any music you need to like listen to multiple times to get, I think this music helps to listen to multiple times. Or just listen to it on more than one kind of speaker to sort of hear how it's working.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a shot in the dark, but yeah. Try it out if you feel like it.
All right, Nick Klein. Let's go to Jeremiah's Jeremiah's number four.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah, I wanted to ask Grant real quick, where do you find a lot of your music? You just kind of keep digging and you start with Bandcamp.
Nick Klein. I found it was a recommendation on the Bo Wanzer Last FM page. So I dig through sites like Last FM or like Rate Your Music or Discogs. That's how I find most of my music.
Okay, right, Discogs. Right.
Sometimes social media or, yeah, like word of mouth from other musicians.
Nice. Good. I'm going to have to do that more. Dig more. Dig deeper.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Definitely.
Cool.
So let me see. Yeah, what are we on? We're four, right? Number four.
Yeah.
This is another band, yeah, that we had on the podcast, Pale Honey, their album, Sometime Alone. And so it's, what, three of them? Nelly, Tuva, and Anders, I think, is the third person. We talked to Nelly on the podcast, and they're from Gothenburg, Sweden. And it was just a lovely conversation. And she kind of like broke my heart open when she started. We were like, I'll pick a song. And then the song she picked was the track Beat Me, which is like, I was like, I'm not even going to go there or pick that song or talk about that song.
Yeah.
on the interview. Cause I was like, what is this about? I can't quite figure it out. Is it really is like straightforward as it sounds like in the lyrics? And it was like, wow. So she was just so matter of fact about talking about her. Basically it's her talking about, her like, you know, child abuse growing up and stuff. It's like, wow. So that kind of like solidified this album for me. So yeah, I picked track one, the title track, Sometime Alone.
If I told you what really matters now, keeps me up the cold, really gets me on, you would know that in this moment I just need some time alone. I promise you that nothing's wrong, please don't cry like you do when you're mad. You know I always try.
Pale Honey, that's an example of, you know, as we go through the year, listening to all this music, talking about all this music, and I always, there are always a few where I think, I hope somebody finds a spot for that one on their top 10. So I'm glad you got this one. And you introduced all of us to this, and so thanks, Jeremiah. Excellent pick.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's like my pleasure. I just kind of stumbled on it and just kind of, you go through all the new music coming out, you know, at the end of the week, and you just kind of like play a couple songs and you're like, oh, okay, I like that. That's cool. You just kind of dig in a little bit more. And so then they were so sweet just to like reply and come on the podcast. And
yeah.
So, and I love their, like what really got me besides the music was their descriptions of themselves on their blog. It's like, just to like, allow me to just take 5 seconds. So Nelly's, describes yourself as, Nelly is a tiny creature who lives on ice cream and beer, which to me sounds like the best diet ever. She is rarely seen outside her pillow fortress, gets angry if she needs to go out into the sun. Please don't make her go out into the sun. And then Tuva spends her day being awesome. Her interests include watering her plants, taking pictures of her plants, and of course drinking beer with her plants. So I was like, all right, well, we have to get these people on the show.
Yeah. And the album is very, it's got a good variety where it's not all the same kind of vibe. So,
yeah,
in a really
true.
Good way. So very good. Nice. Pale Honey, Sometime Alone. All right. When we get to number three, there are various points in these top 10 lists where we can say it's getting serious, but I think that traditionally I say top three is officially serious. So, yeah. Grant, okay. It better be good.
It's good.
I think this one's good. I think I remember listening to this and thinking, yeah, cool.
Yeah. This album came out, I think, January 2020. Yeah, and I didn't listen to it a ton when it came out, but then over the year, I sort of was like, I had to acknowledge its goodness. So, the artist is Container, which is a guy named Ren from somewhere on the east coast of the U.S. And yeah, it's, I guess we'll call it noise techno, but, you know, yeah, it's whatever subjective genre you want to imagine. Yeah. Drums and stuff. Track is called Trench.
Container, the album is called Scramblers. That's Grant's number three.
So, yeah.
That's like a, is that, would you call that white noise?
Probably. I mean, it's probably cassette tape noise. Yeah, I found this guy through, I think like a Boiler Room DJ set on YouTube. I mean, it was a live set for a DJ crowd. But yeah, he uses like Roland old groove boxes along with old tape recorder machines to do improvisational noise techno. And it comes alive on a big system also.
Yeah, very, I bet I can imagine that.
Dynamic noise. Yeah.
I think if there's one theme,
shake your body.
Your picks have like this variety of drum sound experimentation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's all these different ways of recording and sort of engineering drum sounds, right? And sometimes they're like really propulsive, and sometimes they're kind of, I don't know, I won't have the right descriptive
like 2D
words.
Or
yeah.
Slow motion drum sounds.
Yeah. All right, Jeremiah, what's number three?
Oh my goodness, where are we? Number three.
Yep.
Are we really there?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So yes, this is another example of me compared to like Grant's electronic music. So mine's like super mainstream. It's way cooler. No, I really like this album. Ella Minus, she's from Bogota, Colombia, and she's a drummer, and she also makes her own synths, I think, and builds equipment. And I think was in a band in Colombia before she moved to go to, Berkeley. That's the music college, right? So yeah, she's a jazz drummer that went to Berkeley school. And so, yeah. And then she just kind of really got into synth stuff. And So her album this year, I think, is great. It's called Megapunk, and it's got a, like, almost all of it. I love almost the whole album. And I think the one that kind of stuck with me was the title track. Also, because it kind of speaks to what's going on this year, and kind of like standing up for people's rights. And it's kind of a protest song. And so, yeah, the title track, Megapunk by Ella Minus.
What I found on the streaming service was there's a Megapunk remix thing with like six versions of that. And then there's another album called Acts of Rebellion.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So the name of the album is Acts of Rebellion. And then, yes, Megapunk is track 4.
Ella Minus, Jeremiah's number 3. That had another kind of different kind of a drum sound feel, didn't it?
Yeah, there's some low pass filter on the claps. Sounded cool.
Grant knows, nice. Grant knows all the technical. He's like thinking he could make that sound, right?
Nah, I couldn't make that sound.
That's so cool. Oh, fun. That's
Grant cool. hasn't said this, but he is a drum machine guy. He's got multiple drum machines or machines capable of making drum sounds.
This is true. I guess I'm
That's
one of those
so
guys.
Cool. Oh my gosh.
Someday he's going to be on a Swedish label or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe a Dutch label.
Yeah. Dutch.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. That's good. That's, I love that kind of open feel to that. It's like you're in a big room or something. You're wearing headphones listening to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. That'd be a good one. Good one to dance to.
Could that one get Barrett and Craig dancing? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a pretty high standard.
Maybe. Probably not as much. I don't know. I don't know if the Afro-funk or the cool wave disco, I don't know which one would go. Or the whatever you call. What Grant, what would you call Ella Minus? It's like...
Big beat.
Right?
Dance.
Okay, nice.
I guess
it's dance.
Yeah.
That's
synth pop
designed
right.
to make people dance.
Yeah.
I've told this story on the podcast before, but sort of my favorite dancing to music sort of memory and story is this guy. When I was going to college, he was in Madison, and they called him Marco Pogo, and he would dance to all the cool bands. It was like all the bands that I liked. When I'd go see a band, I'd be like, oh, there he is, Marco Pogo. And he's like, what he would do is he'd kind of get like riled up, and then he would start like prancing back and forth in front of the stage, like doing sort of like jumping jacks. And then he would bring an extra shirt because he would sweat so much that his shirt would get soaked. And then he had a little duffel bag and he would change shirts.
Yeah, I saw that guy. what a legend.
Come prepared, right?
And then, and oh, so my God. my greatest moment in music was when I was playing in a cover band, and Marco Pogo came to the show. I was literally playing with Marco dancing. Yeah. And it was like a beautiful moment.
Nice. That's, wow. That's music history, right?
But it wasn't like it is like jumping jacks, not like a pogo stick, like not just straight up and down.
Both. Like so his, what we would start sink. It would oh, okay. start like a pogo stick, and then he would move his arms like jumping jacks and like yeah. run back and forth. But it was so great, it was so sincere. I had a friend, and I was actually when I was not living in Madison, Echo and the Bunnymen came, and my friend told me that he actually got up on the stage with Echo and the Bunnymen doing his pogo stick thing. Oh, it was just unbelievable. Nice. Yeah. So.
Oh my God. Kind of like, so he's like channeling his inner Maasai or something. Like, is that the way that what they do with yeah. the rituals? They like, you know, the Maasai tribe in Africa, they jump straight up and down like super high. Like, it's amazing how high they get. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he was just going for it.
He might be still in Madison. I saw him just randomly. I saw him crossing the street at an intersection in front of my car about three or four right. years ago.
Right? After two it's or three like knee replacements or
yeah, that's the problem now. He's probably being an aging rocker. He might not be able to do the thing anymore. Yeah.
Can't pogo anymore.
Right.
Pogo on a trampoline.
Yep, there's probably a video. I'll try to find a video of him. Probably like, there's probably something. All right, we are up to Grant's number two now.
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, number two, a collaboration featuring Bo Wanzer and the band Corporate Park from Texas. And yeah, they talk about the process for this album being like drinking a bunch of beer and eating pizza with movies on silent and music kind of happening in the background of that. Right. Yeah, so it's sort of industrial sounding. I don't know. Yeah, it's a really consistent album with a distinct sound that I listened to a ton this year. So it's my number two. It's just called LP2 and track title is Stammer Time.
And if anybody's going to try to find this, it's labeled as CP/BW, the initials.
Yeah, and it's on bowanzer.bandcamp.
Corporate Park and Bo Wanzer.
Yeah.
So that's proof of one universal thing. Okay, you know what that is?
What?
Pizza and beer can go with anything.
Yeah.
Right there. Because like
any genre.
So these guys, they've got their pizza and beer, and this is the sound they create. And at the same time, 38 Specials in the studio, and they've got pizza and beer also. And they come up with something completely different.
This is true. Yeah. Maybe it's a different brand of pizza or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Ah, great. Fun stuff.
No, that was really cool. That was like really almost like tribal sounding. That was like really interesting.
Yeah. I think those guys, I don't know, they, one of the members of Corporate Park shares a lot of like industrial cassettes and also like, yeah, like weird international music. Uploads them to a blog spot. So that's cool. They're definitely music nerds.
All right, Jeremiah, number two. And this means that if the number one album hadn't come out, then it would be number one. I like to make that observation.
Right, and I'm like, was this my number one? If the other one did not happen, would this be my number one? But I did listen to this a lot, and I really, really liked this album a ton. And kind of, you know, hadn't really listened to Kelly Lee Owens much in the past, a little bit. So she's like from Wales, I think, and then living in London now, and has kind of like slowly kind of worked her way into the music scene, working with different producers and with John Cale and other kind of bigger name people. And this album really hit me. So I really like it. It's called Inner Song. And what else about her? She's a nurse, I think. She was, she's really into like how the connection of like how music can heal people. So that's going to be maybe her next album, supposedly, is like about kind of her exploring that more about how music, the healing powers of music. And sometimes she's really kind of resonant techno pop. Sometimes it's really more ambient sounds. The video, if you get a chance, the video that she does of the song with John Cale is pretty awesome. If you want to check that out, I think it's The Corner of My Sky, the track 7. That's an interesting video. But for the pod, I picked track 10, Wake Up.
Lee Owens from London, another artist that I've heard of but haven't explored that much, but that sounds great.
Yeah,
that's like a real kind of soft, almost like, you know, it doesn't really kind of exemplify, I think, maybe a lot of the album, because some of it can be really like just like dance, like deep house almost kind of, and or techno pop kind of, but so it's a real mix, which I really like. Actually, I like it kind of to mix up like that. And also, just I actually just read that she's also been compared a lot to the work of Arthur Russell, which he was actually on my top 10 last year, which I hadn't ever really put them together at all but on somewhere on Wikipedia or something said that. But and Grant, you might actually be interested in Arthur Russell. He was really experimental.
Yeah, I have.
He was a cello.
I have one album of his.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. So it's like sometimes he's like more country, sometimes he's electronic. He also produced a lot of like disco stuff in the '80s, but
yeah.
Yeah, I've just kind of like fallen into him in the last 5 or 6 years as well. So anyway, yeah, check it out. Kelly Lee Owens. I like that album.
All right. Do we say we're getting serious, Grant? Definitely. It's number one. You got to make the call. You know,
okay.
a lot of candidates, but only one can be number one.
That's true.
And this is how we close out, say goodbye to 2020.
Yeah. What a year. okay. Yeah. So my number one artist album from this year is Delroy Edwards, the album Slap Happy, released on Lies Records. And yeah, I guess it sort of exemplifies the direction I want to go in musically. Sort of like plundering cornball 80s sounds, and sort of like hollow sounding drum machines. And yeah, I don't know, unconventional rhythms sometimes. Yeah, so I encourage you to listen to this whole album because it's kind of weird and it grew on me in a weird way.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm playing the title track, Slap Happy.
Delroy Edwards, Slap Happy, '80s vintage sounds there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's he also released an album in 2018 that's good called Aftershock. Yeah, I don't know. I like the vintage drum machine sound library. just becoming familiar with those sounds and learning how to use them on my own drum machines is a lot of fun.
Cool. No, that was really interesting. Like, that was like you were saying, is that like 80s stuff kind of mixed in, or
yeah, there's,
I don't even know how to describe that. Like,
yeah, I don't know. There's sometimes like a noise approach, like there's hiss in some of the songs, and he's also done albums where he just slows down old funk records. You can't find them on Bandcamp because they're copyrighted, but they're free online and also really cool. So, yeah. Delroy Edwards from Los Angeles.
He's in a New York City label, right? Lies Records is...
yeah, well, New York and Paris.
Oh, man. That's like, if you want to be cool, you add Paris to your indie rock stardom associations.
Totally.
Right. Brooklyn and Paris. Yep. Okay, there you go.
All right, great. And now we're up to Jeremiah's number one. And I'm, of course, happy to see this one.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This one, yeah, it was kind of, wasn't quite a shoe-in, but I think it just kind of slowly kind of rose to the top over the last few months. And so, yeah, Helena DeLand, Something New, her full-length, first full-length album. Yeah, I just really loved almost every song on it. And even the more instrumental song was interesting, I thought. And yeah, you know, she kind of, I don't know, reminds me of like Joni Mitchell in some ways. And maybe that reminds me of my childhood some. And like, not all music has to be like fast and heavy beats like I do like Grant mentioned. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure out, listening to Grant stuff, I'm like, okay, what do I like with electronic stuff? And it's like, okay, I'm like in the baby phase of the big beats. Like, I'm still liking the big beats. I'm learning, Grant, just like, have patience with me, buddy. So she's kind of something different, you know. It's like a quiet, more introspective. I just really love this album a lot. So, yes, my number one is Helena DeLand, Someone New, and I picked the title track.
DeLand, Someone New, is Jeremiah's number one album of 2020. And we were fortunate enough to have her on the podcast too, thanks to Jeremiah. What a, like, just nice, cool person. It was just great. So fun to talk to her.
Yeah, she was really sweet to do that. That was fun. So yeah, it was a really good year actually for music. So, right? I mean, a lot of ways, so. It wasn't a great year, but for music, it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, other than not having live music, I mean, I think the artists really stepped up their game, you know, or at least kept their game going, kept the creativity going. Probably half the stuff that we listened to or more was maybe recorded before the pandemic hit. But I think artists have been doing pretty well under the circumstances, and hopefully now we... Maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
We're hoping.
Gosh, hope so. Goodness. Yeah, it seems like it. Hopefully, and I don't know, we'll see. I need to catch up with news, but yeah, hopefully, most of us will have the vaccine later this summer. But for most of us that believe in the vaccine.
We're hoping for two things.
Half of the country might have the vaccine.
Right. Two things for 2021. We get rid of the coronavirus, and we hope the government doesn't get overthrown. Right?
Right. Yeah, that'd be nice to, like, if half the country didn't condone, like sieging the Capitol and stealing everything.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I think I said happy 2021 already, but I'll say it again. And thanks to you guys. What a great, fun podcast with all kinds of new, interesting things for people to listen to.
There's a good contrast, but everything fit together pretty well.
I think so.
Yeah, thank you so much, Grant. It's like so fun to be on with you, man. It's really cool.
Really good to hear your picks and your reactions and stuff. It's fun.
You too. I can't wait till we all are like can actually meet in person again.
Yeah, that would be fun to go to South By together or something. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, and you can like drag me to some crazy
something
white
underground
noise, something, you know.
That'd underground be awesome. Basement like construction.
The basement shows.
Exactly. Some construction sounds. Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Nice. Be really cool. And just learn more about stuff. That's what I want to learn more about, like, you know, drums or electronic stuff or anything. I don't know anything about all this stuff. So I just know what I kind of like, but it's just fun to learn from the professionals. So it's good to have you on this week.
Well, thanks, Jeremiah, for making the effort too from Africa. I mean, that's just amazing. And just that you were able to do it. So you're back in the States pretty soon, right?
In like a week or so. So yeah, back, and it's been funny during the podcast. They've been in a drought for 3 months. So there's been no rain for 3 months, and then it rained really hard this morning, and so now all of the insects are coming out. So there's like hundreds of ants like crawling all over my computer and me and everything. At least they're not biting. So they kind of like flush out because they're trying to go find new places. So.
Wow.
It's been an interesting experience to watch thousands of ants come into the room and like fly around and be all over. So at least they're, it's an amazing world out there. So at least we're all still alive, and hopefully we get through this. Hopefully 2021 will be better than last year. That's all I got to say. It's not night or day over, you know, from the 31st to the 1st, but hopefully it'll just at least slowly be getting better.
Right. Right. Hopefully we can maintain the symbolism, you know, of 2021 being an improvement.
Definitely.
All right. I guess we'll, I've got an editing job ahead of me for all of my mistakes. Not that you guys made any mistakes, but I made lots of them. So a few burps in there. Got to get those out of there, you know.
Some in the door. Right. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thanks. And, let's try to get a Grant's Underground before like a year from now. Maybe we can record one. Like,
yeah, I've got new stuff.
Definitely. February or something.
Got some piano guitar stuff.
Nice.
Fun.
We'll see.
Good. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll sign off. And thanks again. We'll talk to everybody again soon. And hopefully we'll talk to the listeners again next week. Hopefully. Somebody's got to help me out for next week. Still negotiating that behind the scenes. Anyway, in some manner... we will talk to you again. Yep.
Exactly. Sounds good. Well, have a good week, everybody.
We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.
No monkeys in the studio, Jeremiah? I was kind of hoping there would be one. So we could see.
I know. They were jumping on the roof, but I don't know if you heard them. It was like crunch, crunch, crunch. They were like jumping around. But they didn't come in the room. The other day they were like in here, like throwing shit around. Dude, what the hell?